And Hema Bays. The Fukim of Eliezer. No, we did already. Shevet. Rashi Dimachos Shevet. Masha Hashesi, the character of Shakaran real. So, character was like a stick with a little bit of a hook at the end. Like a piece of, you know, handle with a little piece of metal that came out, which hooked over a little bit to the top. So you could pick up a thread and straighten it out. You could bang on it. So you would straighten out the Shesi threads. When you would stretch the chut, the orev through, so makam b'karker love b'mekemes b'mekemes, would then bang on it with the karker, the ashra to settle it in. Shalayehe masuch yesterday that shouldn't be too tense, shouldn't be too tense. Shemasicha makwaser mili mihischaber yofa ima orev. If it's too tight, it won't settled into the threads around it. Shemar Rebuchal Mesach, the Hanu Mesach Mamish. What Mesach is Shemasadar Chutei Hashesi. So this is also part of the process of Mesach. And Medakdik is Bechal Horeo Ereg, the Hanu Ereg Mamish. That's part of the Riga process, is putting the thread through and settling it in. So Rashi is saying that's true, but since it was done in the Mishkan and it was a different, even though it's clearly part of the process, but it was done two separate maisim. One maisim was throwing the thread across with a shuttle, and the other one was then loosening it a little bit. So it's two things. So Rashi, no. It's not the same. Zera bar meraki, the zebe kashin, the zebe tsroris, the zebe kemach. Those the process was significantly different. Rashi says because they were done in different items. Some Rishonim said because they were done in different. One was done with the air. One was done with a sieve. One was done by hand. The processes were different types of processes, which they're set off from each other in a much clearer way. So then we said since they were each one was in the Mishkan, it counts as a separate avalach. But over here, it's basically two parts of the same processes. That's not, that can't be counted separately. Okay. Void klal acher omru. So the Mishnah, another rule that they said, and this is a pair of the parak of rules, so we have the klal gadol of the beginning of the parak, we have the lamatas malachas, which is you know, clearly a kalal type of Mishnah, making a list of all them. They said another rule. It is something which is significant. People would put it away. Let's see what people would put away to use. A, it's kosher. B, people, the amount that he put away was the amount that people would store. So if it's something which is roy for usage and people, the amount that people would consider significant, the person carries out on Shabbos, chayav chatas, a love. It's chayav chatas for that. Chol she'enu kosher latznia. Something which is not something which people would normally use. Vein latznia kamayo, or people would not store this amount. So you expect the Mishnah to say, he's potter. The Mishnah says, no, but if one individual decided for him that is something which is usable, and he actually put it away to store it to use, so he gave it a chashivas, and he'll be chayiv. There's a mashmos in this Mishnah that the shear of hutzah, you know, each one of the malachas has a shear. The shear of hutzah is chashivas. That's the shear. So each, and we'll see in the later Mishnah, is different than by most malachos, where there's one set shear. There are many different shiurim by hutzah. Rashi kol hashal tzniyah shumino also l'tzarcha adam, is something which the people use. See a kamaru kamus zeh, this amount. Klamer sheyesh b'shear haroy latzniyah. It's the amount that people would consider significant enough to store.
twice, like storing the.
I guess it means using, yeah, but you would hold on to it as opposed to just throwing it out. Just say, I don't need this, it's not worth it. It was valuable to this person, and he would actually do an act of being matzniya it, of storing it. So that he's chayiv. Afterwards, he then carried it out. By him, it's not considered a malacha because it's not valuable to him. We'll see that there is a Tana that says that once one person is matzniya, everybody else is also chayiv. Because that's Rashi saying that's not the Tana of our mission. That's not hard. So the Gemara kol kosher latzniya lafuke mai. So it says it has to be usable. What's it coming to exclude? I'm not 100% sure exactly what the Gemara's question is. I mean, seems to be, you know, it's a fairly straightforward statement. It's clearly ambiguous. Like, yeah, the rule is what people consider usable. That's a pretty straightforward rule, but practically applying it is very difficult. You know, how do you define what's considered usable? So I guess that the more is trying to like find like what level of insignificance is called insignificant. So, but you know, which I guess is the more's question. Just after the more's answer, I'm still like very confused. So, Papa Omar Lafuke Dam Nida is how much you're not matzni. I mean, theoretically, you could use it. You could give it. You could feed it to an animal, etc. But
you could ask a shayla.
I think it was he's saying
that would be chashuv, right?
That would be a matzniya though. That would be a personal matzniya as opposed to kosher matzniya. Right? They're saying this is something which is usable. It's theoretically functional. You could give it to the animal to drink, etc. Whatever it was. But they wouldn't do that. If dam nida is not considered kosher latznia atzei sheira for sure is so. But mand omar atzei sheira, but dam nida is matzale the shun. You could put it away for your animal. No, kim the kosher loy matzale, since it would cause weakness. They don't do that for that purpose. Now, Rashi says, Rashi sounds like some type of a. We'll see in Rashi what the chulsha is. Okay. Omer b'yaser b'rebchanina haidalek b'rebshimen. The k'rebshimen ha'omer le'omer kol shurim halalu elo lematzniyehen. We'll have in the next parak. Tomorrow, that Rav Shimon says that even with the shiurim, you need a ma'isa being matzniya than mimoitza. Even when you're matzniya, you need a shiur. Now, according to Rav Shimon, what will be if you weren't matzniya? What is the shiur? There has to be some point in time where even Rav Shimon agrees that you're chayiv, you know what the shir is. I think the more discusses this current Rav Shimon, what do you do with it? But the shirim, even the matzniya needs a shir. That's definitely not a ton of our mission. So, Grashi, mandam adam nida, eno kosha latzniya, kosh ken atzei asherah, disarei hanoninu, umi isi, b'tzorach la'avda, d'asabanoa, they're moyis, you have to destroy them, so you have them, they're not functional. You feed dam adam to the chasul, to your cat, nasa cholosh Oisai Adam. The person becomes weak. I don't know exactly how that works. That's what Rashi reads. There actually is a Girsa in Rashi. Nasa Chalosh Oisai Hadam. Oisai Hadam. That takes out the Aleph. It means that the chasul becomes weakened from drinking that blood. And apparently has like a... So a suggestion of a pshat, because there is a Ramban and Chumash says that dam nida has a certain different other dam, it has a certain like poison in it, he says. So it doesn't, it weakens it. So that would be, so you're not going to use it for that purpose. Okay, that seems to be a little more logical understanding. How it affects the person is more difficult to understand. Haratana kol kashal atzniya v'yesh b'shir sher b'nei adam asuyim lahatzniya kashir azechayv kol adam al hatzosay. Now what she said, that if it's usable and it's a shir which the majority of people will use, everybody's chayv, even an adam usher, or if adam usher shein shir zechashav loy, even a person who would not consider the significant, once the majority of people use it, so even the people which do not would not use it are stuck being chayiv. Look at Rishimin, the command of Amitzi in the next parak. Tosis raises the question that the Rashi later on says a different shot than Rishimin. So we'll see when we get the other Rashi. Seems to be stira in how he stands with Rishimin. Kol she'ena kashal etzniyah. Zatimura. I involve him in Alpha Top. Amr Belozer, Hodolik Rib Shimon Belozer. So Rabbi Elozer the Amura, Rabbi Elozer ben Pedos, points out that this Mishnah is not like Rib Shimon ben Elozer, the Tana. The Tanya, call him Rib Shimon ben Elozer, call Shen a Kosher Lahatsnia, Mimitsnia and Kamayu. Vahokshir Lazab Vahitsnia. It's not something which is normally used, either the item or the amount. But it became significant to this person, and he stored it. So Reuven put it away, and then Shimon carries out on the Shabbos. Shimon is chayiv because of what Reuven did. The chashivas that Reuven gave to it is mechayiv Shimon. And our Tana says no. The chashivas Reuven gave it to it, with if Reuven would afterwards go out and carry it out, Reuven would be chayiv, but Shimon would not be chayiv because it's not a significant item, or it's not an amount which is significant.
Shimon need to be aware of what
Reuven did? No. That's what Shimon Lazar's Kiddush. Zat Rashi, Amr Belozer, Hodet Tanimus Nisan, then a kasha latsniyoi, behitsniyoi, Echod, as the gears on the side, Humis Chaibel Hatsu Osoi, Paul Adam Peturim. Our mission says if it's not fit to use, or it's not the amount which is fit to use, and this person put it away, he's chayv if he carries it out afterwards, but everybody else is part. There's a lecture, Shimon and Lazarus holds that once a person does it, he gave a chashivas to it, so it's going to be chayv when somebody takes it out. So again, there's the flow of the, you know, this is the chashivas, is the shear for the chayv of itzah, supposed to be so before Rashi throughout Dafayin Aleph, I think Rashi says that shurim, all shurim of oichlam are always kigrakis. Kertzik Gergers, let's talk about Kertzik Gergers, and his Baruch Gergers, etc. The shear of Kiev is Gergers. There's one set shear. By Hitzot, there's no set shear. The shear is whatever comes in. The Loch of Moshe Mitzinai was whatever is Kosher. That was the Pirish of the Malach. As opposed to by Kertzik and Berer and Zareya, etc. The shear is, the Zareya, actually, not that. But Kertzik and Merakeid and Zora and all those things, the shear is Kigurga. That was a set shear like a local Moshe Mitzinai. Well, that's what I'm seeing from the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah over here is saying. Good, so that's what you have to figure out. That's what Mishnah says. Kol kasha latzniya umatzniya kamayu. People would consider that usable, and people, and A, the item is usable, and B, the matzniya kamayu, the amount is usable. That's what Mishnah says. Again, I think the application of it, it's a very clear forward rule, but the application is very difficult. It's all osir. It's just, you know, we're talking about chiyuv katas. Pasha is also chas yishir. Even though there is a, There's I heard from Rabbi Jonathan Sachs from YU. He said over from Rabbi Asher Weiss that Rabbi Asher Weiss is one of the denominators as well. There's a goes a shri over here actually, and this he makes a list of like five. This next mishnah makes a list of five different things where the shir is usur. One of them is kagurgus actually, and by kagurgus he says kachi shir is usur. So he wanted to say that there is two dinim. There is a default amount of kagurgus, and that's taka locha mosh misinai. The regular average locha mosh misinai, there is a locha of kachi shir usur. Like every, you know, kazai is kachi zai is kagurgus, kachi gurgus. The other ones are based on chashivas, there's no din of kachi shir usur. So the chatzis shir of the locha mosh misinai is usur. So someone which goes with the shir is kegurgus, so then the chatzis shir is chayiv. The things which are not using the locha mosh misinai, you're defining it not based on locha mosh misinai, you're based on chashivas, so it's not chashiv, not chavish. So that's not usur. That's what he wanted to say. Well, chatzis shir just means doesn't mean half. It means chashiv means any amount. Even though there is one Rishon which says not like that, but the standard consensus of opinion is chatzir just means anything less than the shir. Okay, so the Mishnah Hamotzi Tevin, the person takes out straw. So what's the shir to be chayiv? Kimaloi pi pora, the amount that you were able to give a mouthful for a pora. You know, if you take one bite's worth, that's the amount which is chashiv. At least you have enough to give the pora one bite out of it. Eitzah is the kidney is, you know, is the tavern of the kidney is, you know, the stalks of the kidney, your pods, your legumes. So Pora generally doesn't eat that. Kimloi pi gomel, but a gomel, gemalim eat more than, they have bigger mouths than Poras. So you can't be chayv because Poras don't eat it. So you wouldn't use it for a Pora. But if you have enough that a gomel could eat it, then you'd be chayv.
Surprised they don't have goats here.
Okay, we'll get the goats. Okay.
No, but in other words, like goats eat everything.
Okay, Omir. Omir is the stubble, which is the of the stalks. Kimeloi pitzlat. Kimeloi pitzlat, the mountain you feed to a sheep. Asavim grass. Kimeloi pigadi. So. Asavim, the shir is kimloi pigadi. So apparently the gadim do not eat amir, but a tzled does. Tzled is bigger than a gadi. But asavim, even a gadi eats, therefore you chayv on that of a gadi.
So the gadi does not eat tevin and doesn't eat
batsa. Sounds like it. Okay. Ali shum v'ali b'solim, leaves from garlic or onions. Lachim, if they are fresh, so people can eat them, and the shir is kegurgus. Anything which a person could eat, he usually doesn't get designated for animal usage. Therefore, the shir would be based on what a person would eat. Once it's macholim, so the shir is kegurgus. Yaveshim, kimloi pi gadi. Those you give to your gadi. So a person takes out a half of a pea para of tevin and a half of a pea gomel of an amir, so he's not going to be chayv. Or eitzah, he's not going to be chayv. Tekashi eitzah mefarsh b'gomel, more than more explains what that is. Kimloi pea gomel, nofesh yura, mi pea para, it's larger than that of a pea para, al kimloi pea para, loy mechayv. The holy chos of the parim. Parim don't eat this thing. Amir is kashin shal shibolin. That's the straw of the stalks, which was in the case of tevin. I'm assuming me over here to referring to the difference between the stalk, the straw, and the stubble. Pitzlat, nofesh me pikadi, it's larger than pikadi. Hilga amr de lechaz of the gadi. Gadim don't need amr, la mechayiv. You know, chayiv, and the smaller amounts. eat by either of them, so you chayv in the smaller, it's usable in a smaller amount. Lachem harim la'adam, if they're fresh, they're not dried, so that people can eat them. Kegurgers, the shiras of kegurgers. The zashir l'chom Michael adam l'shabbos. Anything that has to do with Michael adam l'shabbos, the shiras kegurgers. Avol kimloi pigdi loy. The lachem l'chazer l'gadi, but you don't use a kimloi pigdi which is smaller than kegurgers, because lachem they're not fit for the gadi. I think it means they're not fit for the gadi. It means you wouldn't use it for the gadi. Kegurgers is larger than pigdi. That's what Rashi is saying, because therefore, why in yechayiv kimloi pigdi? Yeah, and you know, let's understand from Rashi. In other words, in the case of the alei shum which are kamlo pikdi, and the asav which are kamlo pikdi would be mistarif, because those are the same shear. So the Gemara, my eitza, what is eitza? Amar Yehuda, teven shalmini kitnias. It's the straw, the stubble which you have left over from the different types of legumes, the stalks, etc. So that you use for the gom. He also Rav Dimi, Amar Hamotzi teven kimloi piporo legom. Well, the person who would decide to take teven out, this amount of piporo, but he wants to use it for a gom. So we said normally Goma doesn't eat this, but the amount is the amount which is chayiv. On the other hand, he intentionally brought it out for a gomel, and for a gomel that's a small size. So what's the halach over there? That was what Rabbi Yochanan said in the evening. The tzar from the next morning, Hadarbe, he changed his mind and agreed with Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yosef Shaper over the Hadar, it was correct that when she changed his mind, the holy chazal the gomel, because the ma'aseh you cannot use it for a gomel. So, how can you be chayiv? There is and that amount. If it's not an amount which the gomel would consider significant. Elki also Rabbi the Moor says, I'm sorry, Amalei Abaye says, Arabi, can you mekor mistar with the whole chazal the fora? You took out something which has a significance. So the fact that he's thinking using it for a gomel, that's his problem. But the reality is he took out an amount which is kosher, that's the omestin kamayu, like we had in the last Mishnah. So he should be chayiv. The fact that he decided he wants to use it for something else, that's you know, that's not going to pop. Elkiyosa Rabban Amr, so Rabban came and had the story like this. He said, "Hamotzi teven kimloi pipora legomel tukuli amal pliga dechayiv." Even Rish Lakish agrees with chayiv in that case, because you're motzi amount which is chayiv. I don't care what you think you want to use it for; that's irrelevant. You're not going to pat yourself because of that. Ki pligi b'motzi eitza kimloi pipora lipora. The argument is all the way around. Normally, the shear is of eitza is used for gomel, and the shear is kimloi pigomel. But he decided to feed it to his pora. So now, what happens over there? Do we say that's both a daita eitzah kolodom, or do we say that goes into the halacha before of if it's not kasha latzniya, or not matzniya kamayu, and he's matzniya b'shabas, he's chayiv, the matzniya is chayiv. And it's other around. So, Rabbi Yechad Amar Potter, Shlach Yechad Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yechad Amar Potter, Chila Yedichak Lashma Achila. Generally, the poor does not eat this. So you're taking out for a process which normally isn't done. That's not called. You're giving. So it's not of Michael of a poor. You can't be chayiv for that. Is yes called achil. Zakrashim which is heaven can only be pora, but see lachil of the gomel should be gomel. Is gomel be pora? So he took out an amount which the gomel is small for a gomel. So he said, he's chayv to chazir lepipara. He'll shear chashav. It's an amount which is chashav. But lechol mishir tziano loy pocha shiur b'hachi. The fact that you decide to use it for a gomel is not going to remove your chiyuv. So every here the case is chayiv. The chayiv the ikah shira the chazir the parah. He'll kasha latznia who umatznia kumayu. It's a usable item. There's an amount of people which you normally use. You're going to be chayiv. Eitzah the chazir the parah el yared chak. Normally parah will not eat eitzah. He only use it in case of necessity. Will feed it to the parah. El legamah who the chazir. He took it out with intent to use it for a parah, the amount which he used for a parah. For the gamel who could use it, it's too small.
It's what the gamel normally eats, though, right? It's not what the cow normally eats.
Right.
Right.
And it is what it's what the gomel normally eats, but it's too small for a gomel.
Right.
So
it's not what he normally eats either.
Right. So Rabbi Yochanan says your part. So for the gomel, it's too small. Vimishum the tzarach paros yet, but I forget about the gomel. He took it out to feed this parah, and it is enough to feed to a parah. The gabah ikashir achila. The ikashir, there's a shir for the parah is enough. Achila yered kach lush lav achili. That which you would only eat under forced circumstances, that's not called a normal usage. You can't define its amount based on a part. Okay. Omer kimloi pitzlat.
So this rule of achila is not shema achila. It looks like we don't paskin like that. But I mean, does this have carry over to any other halachos legabi achila? Is this strictly Shabbos issue?
This seems to be a Shabbos issue. Marshal, Gabi Achila, Machal Sassur is a person who's Achshabay and decides to eat it, the Rosh says, the more talks about your Chayim. Even my animal, the more talks about it by Mazik. Moran Bava Kama talks about. So the case where the mazik of Shane is potter rishis harabim, but the mercy is chayv because of Nehenna. Whereas the owner still got a benefit out of even though he's not chayv for the hezek, he's chayv also Nehenna. Now, I mean, the share of Nehenna is not necessarily the same amount as the damage. The value of the item might be X. The owner saved lunch. I mean, again, the animal enjoyed it. That's you're not paying for the animal's enjoyment. You're paying for the benefit that the owner got. So he saved lunch. Well, he wouldn't necessarily feed the animal steak. You might feed it straw. So you're not going to make him pay steak, you make him pay straw, whatever. Say, but there's a shear Nehenna. So, but Nehenna has to be some which it could be oichel. Some which the animal will not eat is not called achila, be chai for Nehenna. So, what achila yere chak? Shmo achila, So, even though Rechon says over here, Potter, over here it's a Nakuda of Cheshivas, over there it's Nakuda of, is it called, it doesn't have a shame of Maisa achila or not. So, not necessarily. Depend on one or the other. Omer kimloi pitzlat. So the Mishnah says the shear for Omer is pitzlat. Vatanya kegrogris. So the Mor says that the shear is kegrogris. The Brisa says. So which one is it? The Mor answers, either kachiru. The pitzlat and kegrogris are the same. Pikadi is smaller, but the pitzlat and kegrogris are synonymous. So the Mor writes, Ali shum alib solim lachim kegrogris. Yevashin kemoi pli. The meimitzarim same. Zem they shalosh shabbat bishurayim. So they're not mitzarif because they don't have equal shurim. Or b'yasir Reb Chanina. Emitzarif from the chomer shebehen. Al mitzarif from the kal shebehen. So you can't say he took out. So the shear of Eitzah is a larger shear. Let's say for argument's sake, just I'm not saying there are those that amounts. Let's say that the share of Mavli Pora was 20 ounces, and the Mavli Gomel was 30 ounces. Okay? So, the Mishnah says he takes out 10 ounces of Tevin and 10 ounces of Eitzah. Not going to be chayim. He took out 20 ounces, yeah, but the share for Eitzah is not 10 ounces, it's 20 ounces. It's a larger. But you have a total of 20. So not mitzarif. You can't take the eitzah and be mitzarif it to make you chayav for 20 for the tevin. But let's say he takes out 20 ounces of Eitza and 10 of Teben, so he has 30 ounces. Right? So maybe he should be Mitzarev now to be Chayiv. So he holds that that's true. Amy, you're not going to Mitzarev to make him the Mechayiv, the smaller amount, because that's the more Chomer, but they are Mitzarev to Mechayiv the larger amount. I don't think it's different. I think it's the same thing also. So the Mora says, if they're not the same shear, they can't be mitzdarf. What are you talking about? What's an on? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Habeged, so the shear for the chayiv by a beged for the tumah, the shear of the chayiv, sorry. The shear for a beged to accept the tumah of medris. Medris, there's one shear which is that is what's considered a baggage, what's considered material, which should be kabbal tumah, to use to wear, tumas maga, masa, etc. There's another din called medrash, if you sit in it, lie in it, etc. So it has to be usable to sit or lie on. So what's the amount which is chayah for that? So baggage is gimel al gimel, is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Hasak, sackcloth, is only used, it's not used unless it's larger. So it's dalet al dalet. Va'or is hay al hay. Mappets, which is made out of like a mat, with out of reeds, is vav vav vav. That's the Mishnah in Sechtes Kehl. Then the Mishnah continues. Tani lo, the Morsa brings a brayse, but actually the Mishnah says, a beged of a sak va'or ba mappets mitzdarf in zayim zeh. So they are mitzdarf. The one next to each other. Beged is, you know, beged and sak are mitzdarf, sak and or mitzdarf. Or mappets of mitzvah, but so the Brisa, that's the Mishnah says. But the Amar Rav Shimon, the Brisa adds, Mata, why in the world are they mitzvah? The two different shiurim, how can they be mitzvah? You do sometimes use them together. Time of the room, litame moshe. The reason why they're chayiv is because it's normal to use them together. We would not normally use them together to sit on. Loy. So over here, you're not mitzvah of the one with the other. So how could you normally use it as such? How can you be chay? So Amarava Hacha Chazi the Dugma. There's a case where we do use it do it together. How is that? A person who has a business of selling this type of stuff, he had put in his window, Rashi says, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, so you say, oh, I carry Omer, and I carry Eitzah, and I carry Tevin, etc. And so he put that dogma, which he put out there, would be a combination of all of them together. And that's where the mitzvah. Okay, we'll leave Rashi for tomorrow.